joining us is Brett Kavanagh, of course, champion of the Southern Districts, and now moving to Scone, taking over the stables of Greg Bennett. And I'm glad to say Brett joins us. G'day, Brett.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, good. How's it been?
It's been a pretty hectic 5 weeks. So, but look to get this carnival out of the road and find out what the quality of horses are. It's pretty hard to line the form up at the moment. So, and especially this weekend, you know, with a couple of million bucks in prize money, and they're coming from left, right, and centre.
I know you've been through this many times with Andrew Bensley and the like, but the move, obviously, are you happy with it? And you know, what prompted it?
It was probably more about my children than anything, though, okay. Just to consolidate them in the industry. I've got a daughter in England working in Haggis's stables at Newmarket, and I've got a boy that's keen. So,
right.
I probably should have been here 20 years ago. It's a home of a horse, you know, instead of whacking away at Albury trying to make a living, and we educated our children there. And then just to move here and, you know, another 5 or 10 years will probably be enough for me. That's what we say, but, you know.
A few winners in the meantime, mate. It's a great area, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I'm a country boy. It's got a real country feel about it here, you know. So, and I've known a lot of these guys around here for a long time at a distance, you know, at the sales and whatever, and build up some relationships. So we'll see how strong they are if I start training, you know.
And obviously, Greg had a tremendous reputation here. And you're in these stables now. How many of his horses did you actually get?
Four.
Four. Jeez, he didn't leave you, man.
No, he didn't, mate. But anyway, we'll make the most of what we've got.
And how many have you got accommodation for? How many can you have?
I've just done a head count up there. We've got them hanging out of the rafters. We've got 51 here this morning.
Wow.
So, we're busy. We bought 45 from home up with us, and we've accumulated a couple here. We've had pretty good support. Everyone's been really busy at the sales, but I'm guessing when them guys get home and have a look in their paddocks that we might get a few more.
Yeah, well, that's going to be fantastic. There could not be a better environment. We love coming up here.
Like it more than most, Terry,
I had to drag you out
of that cocktail party last night.
It's a bit of horse heaven, isn't it, up here, really? And a lot of beautiful facilities to house your horses and work your horses as well.
It's not as pretty as when we were in Newmarket together.
No, that was nice.
That was nice.
That was great days,
wasn't it? Yeah, look, I went to a breeders' night here the other night, and some of the stats that one of the Coolmore boys threw up about how many actual Group 1 winners and stakes winners come out of the Hunter. The percentages are, you know, it just shows that the world spotlight's on the Hunter. It's a great place.
Yeah, it is.
Terrific, mate, that you're up here. You're happy to be here too. I can understand why. If we can have a look at what we've got coming up today, you've got horses through to six races, Wattoola in race one?
Yeah, Wattoola came to me via Stewie Ramsey.
He's a good man.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that yet.
He produces a very good steak, let me tell you.
Yeah, no, he's a master of meat, isn't he?
Yeah.
Wattoola's a well-bred filly. Started off with Gay, went through Stephen Jones's hands and landed at my place. She's just got to win a maiden from a breeding point of view. You know, they're better off to be winners than losers. So, nice little mare, very fit and well, no excuses.
What about Iceland in race three?
Same owner, Stewie. This filly went to Gaze and had a barrier trial there. So, she's educated and she's had a few jump outs here. She's very wound up, ready to go.
And race four, mate, you've got a couple.
Yeah, one scratch in there. So that's Alcabana's scratch, mate.
Okay, all right.
Alcabana's scratch. He drew the outside, first up a mile, and I just thought if he had to drag back and get in behind him, rather if he drew a gate and he could just lob there, you know.
Yep.
So, yeah, just been a little bit protective of him. He's been a bit of a bridesmaid in those highway series, so we just want to get him up to 10 foot.
So Mafgee Lass is still running, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting to get to the serious side of it now. Mafgee Lass is probably one of our better chances, her and Like a Lass. You know, if we're going to win a race, I think it'll be one of those two. You know, on form, they've got good local form, and they're in their classes, you know.
And, mate, busy weekend for you. You mentioned the Doomben 10,000, the Monster. Do you go up for that, or do you stay here?
Yeah, no, we're going to shoot to Newcastle tomorrow morning and jump on a plane. I think it's still wet up there, isn't it?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's a swimmer. He's been placed at weight for age. His first up form's really good. And I rang up the other day, rang Bart Sinclair, and I said, "What's the track like, man?" He said, "A heavy eight." I said, "I hope it turns into a swamp." And he threw a bit of language at me and hung up on me. So he doesn't like me too much. I'm a Western Queenslander, and I go for the Blues. So Bart struggles with me a bit.
Obviously, we're probably lucky they're racing it Doomben and not Eagle Farm, because there's, you know, the few troubles with the, unfortunately, with the new track there. We seem to, in racing, we seem to spend a lot of time talking about tracks and growing grass.
Yeah, I think a lot of these trainers would be better off training their horses and worrying about the surfaces too much. You know, the jockeys make it a bias where they want to go. It's up to them, you know, but a lot of blokes worry too much about the politics, I think. We all got to go round on it, so just go to the races and have a good day.
Yeah, that's a good attitude,
Well, they get hung up on.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't go to the cricket, so that's, would you, if you...
No.
If you listen to the innuendo there, you wouldn't go. No.
Did you see some of those pictures?
In India.
The pictures in India.
You'd lob and just get in the bus and go, wouldn't you, if you're too worried about it.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Mate, obviously, you've been able to talk big Peter Moody into coming up here. He'd loved a couple of days here at Scone. Of course, you were over there with Moods when Black Caviar was at Royal Ascot. It was a good time. Seems a while ago now, mate.
I haven't had a look at his tweet this morning, but there was a pretty wild shot of him with the bandana on in Italy last night. Him and his wife were over there holidaying. Oh. So.
A bandana? What colour?
I think it was aqua blue. Like,
oh, right.
Know, that's probably his
not style. Doing the Peter Fitzsimons red bandana.
Yeah. It might have been red, but I had a look at it late at night. Yeah. Was, but he...
There'd be a fair bit of material in that because, I mean...
A big head, you
he's
say?
He's got a fairly large noggin.
Well, when he got his head, he thought they said bed until of king size. So.
What about Ben's if he had a... It'd be a tarp.
Yeah.
Bensley.
Yeah, it'd need a tarp to get the bandana on.
Yeah, he's a bit of 3KZ there, isn't he?
So, mate, we might be able to get a quid out of McPhee Lass and Like a Lass.
Yeah, they're very fit, and they're in their classes, class one, class two. They're low-grade horses. Look, Wachula's in probably not a strong 5 furlong maiden, so they're all just really wound up, you know, ready to go. I don't have any excuses with them all. They're fit and all galloped up to the mark.
Mate, Brett, terrific to,
great to see
catch
you,
up. I'm glad things are going well and you sound like your boxes are full, but there's always room for a really good horse, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. There's always room, mate.
That's funny, that one.
Great to see you, mate.
And congrats and good luck in the Doomben 10,000 with the Monster as well.
Thanks, guys.